No. Well, you know, works. It works now. Now works.
Testing. It should be working. It should be working now.
What are we up to now? We're up to what? We finished Maggot. Okay. Is that a hard question? All right. It's all right. All right. So Rochta, actually, Rochta is a big sugya in Chum. Has very little to do with Pesach. Except that you require the Maisa Mitzvah on Pesach just like every time else. But basically, Rochta is simply until Sedayim. All right. Since we learned until Sedayim all year, so we'll skip it. Next, Maitzi Matzah. What's the lach of Maitzi Matzah? How do you do Maitzi Matzah? The way everybody does is like the Rush's way. The Rush's way is like this. You take all three, right? You take all three, and then you make Hamaitzi on all three. Why Hamaitzi on all three? Because of Shleimus. All right. So you have to have Lacha Mishnah. So because of Lacha Mishnah, so you make Hamaitzi on... Oh, you make Alachilas Matzah on what? On the broken one. You drop one, you make Alachilas Matzah on the broken one. Right? So Alachilas Matzah goes in the Pusah, Hamaitzi goes on what? On both, because of Lacha Mishnah. So you have Lacha Mishnah, plus you have what? Plus you have Alachilas Matzah. That's the way you do it. I'm at a little different. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Ches, Chametz HaMatzah, Halacha Vav. V'achakach mavorach ha'amfil sedayim v'netel yod avshenis v'resir daita v'shas kris agorav v'lakech shnei rikikim v'cholek echod mehen u'meiniach poros l'teich sholeim u'mavorach ha'moitzi lechem en oretz. So how did Ram do it? Ram took just the lower matzah that we use and the puso. Meiniach, what? He didn't have lechem mishnah. So the Ram mess. U'mitnei ma'in u'mavorach al shtei kikreis kishyor yelim tevim. Why don't I have Lecha Mishnah? He says, Mishum Shenem Alechem Oini. Ma Darko Shel Oni B'Prusa Afkan B'Prusa. Just like an Oni eats a Prusa, so too over here, you also have to eat a Prusa. Yeah, but the Rush has to be Kasha, the Rush has to what? So do both. Have Hamaitzi or what? On Lecha Mishnah, right? And then have Alachilas Matz on the Prusa. So you have the Prusa and you have both. Everybody's happy. Why can't you do it that way? Where's the Ram? Why can't the Ram do it that way? Answer my question. Yeah, the Rush is, if you want to know the Rush is Simon Lamed. Simon Lamed and Arve Psachim. The Rush says, in Yeshua, Lama lo yivarech hamaitzi ala shleimo. He says, what did Nami in Yeshua la hamaini? Loichle betchil, Lama lo yivarech hamaitzi ala shleimo. Hilkoch, no guam, lasse sholish matas. That's the Rush. Okay. The answer is like this. You see, the question is, we said already the machlokes yesterday. It's the same machlokes. Exact same machlokes. The machlokes is, what's the halacha of Prusa? Is Prusa dinin the chatzah shel matzah, creating a chatzah shel lechamayini? It creates an entity? If that's the case, so then who's right? So the Rush is right. Why? Because you make hamaitzi on what? The halacha is, you have to eat something which, you have to eat a chatzah shel lechamayini. So you have a prusa, so hamaitzi you make on the shleimites, right? But the bracha of alachilas matzah must requires as its object what? Lechemaini. So you have the prusa. So fine, hamaitzi you make on the shleimites and you pat to the prusa. Then you make the bracha of alachilas matzah, you require prusa. That's the way the Rush has it. However, if you say the halacha of lechemaini is not the halacha in the chetzah shel matzah, but what's the halacha in? It's halacha that the gavra must be oichel, must be an oichel to ani. He must eat like an ani. You understand? So what's the pshat? There are two gavras here. One gavra came in and made a maitzi, another gavra then he walked out and somebody else came in and then made a bracha of halachilas matzah. That's ridiculous. The ani, when the ani, the halacha is that the ani, the person must eat his lechem, the person must eat the matzah like an ani, correct? An ani doesn't make a maitzi. You understand yourself? Of course an ani makes a maitzi. An ani is beitzeya. An ani is beitzeya on the kikah. So if you make a maitzi on the... If you make a maitzi on what? On shleimais. And then you're going to say, then it's not, that's not kani. The lochekani means that ani is beitzeya al pusa. The oni is beitzeya al prusa. It's halacha that the gavra must be an oichel karni. Beitzeya means you make hamaitzi on the prusa. So if the gavra will do what? Will make hamaitzi on the shleimais, then he's not. Then the gavra is not an oichel karni. You understand yourself? You know what I mean? It's impossible. If the halacha is that you require a chetzer shel lechemoini, a chetzer shel prusa, so then it doesn't matter what you make hamaitzi on. Make hamaitzi on the shleimais, and then later what do? You'll make a lechilas mas on the prusa. You broke it, so it's lechemoini. However, if the halacha is he must eat the matzah like an ani. Eat the matzah, it means the gavra must be an oichel like an ani, so he has to make hamaitzi on the matzah like an ani. An ani doesn't make hamaitzi. You understand what I'm saying? If the halach is he must be oichel like an ani, so you understand he has to make hamaitzi on the prusa also. Because the prusa must be nechal koni. How does an ani eat a prusa? He's beitzeyal prusa. If he's not beitzeyal prusa, so then that's not achilas ani. Okay. Correct. That's what the Rambam says. It's impossible. It's impossible to be Mekayim Shneyan. Why? Because since the halacha is that he must be Eichel Ka'ani, that's the din of Lechamayni, right? So Lechamayni means the Gavra's. What does Lechamayni mean? It means the Gavra's Beitzeya al Prusa. If the Birkas HaMaitzi doesn't go on the Prusa, he's not a Beitzeya on the Prusa, he's not a Beitzeya Ka'ani. So therefore, you don't have any Lechamayni. That's what the Rambam says at Tarti Desasi. That's why in Pesach you don't have Lecha Mishnah. You have Lecha Mishnah. Because Lecha Mishnah is two halachas. Lecha Mishnah is a halacha of what? Two, numerical two, and also a separate halacha of Shleimais. So over here you're missing a halacha of Shleimais, but Lecha Mishnah you have. Okay. Halacha is that you must be Oichel the Matzah Ka'ani. And is an Ani Beit Seh, is an Ani Mech HaMaitzi, is an Ani Beit Seh Al Prusa. That's the derech shel ani is to be betzei al prusa, so he has to make a mitzvah on the prusa. He doesn't make a mitzvah on the prusa, he's not eating the prusa like an ani. You understand what I mean? Okay. According to the Rambam, you see, the machlokes is like this. According to the Rambam, you must have betzei al prusa. Why betzei al prusa? Because that's the halacha of eating like an ani. That's eichel ka'ani. According to the Mishnah, it has nothing to do with the ma'isa achila. It's simply halacha of the what? That you must have a cheftzo shel prusa, chefza shel lechamayni. So make hamaitzi on the shleimais, you'll potter the prusa, and then make a bracha of alechilas matz on the prusa. That's my way. The other possibility is to say that lecha mishnah is dafke shleimais. It's not shleimais, it's not mishnah. You say that, so then Ram wouldn't have to all together that night. Okay. Now let's understand. So what do you do? I mean, you have to have the right kavanas over here. What do you do now? What's the derech in your house? How do you do this? So you made a mitzvah, you have a little matzah, fine. Now what do you do? What's next step? Next step, what do you do? Doesn't that come first? Eat the matzah. Okay. Even though it's physical, but you can't always do away with the physical. I mean, it's halachic also. Alright? So, you eat the matzah. Alright, what? Now, when you eat the matzah already, I mentioned kavana. Where's kavana coming to the picture? Where's kavana? Because what? What are you mechavim for when you eat the matzah? Afi kaiman, how are you mechavim afi kaiman? We eat the matzah. What? The mechayim, because the machlokes are rishonim, how we paskin, whether mitzvah is sriches kavana, or whether mitzvah is ain't sriches kavana. Tesis paskin is mitzvah is sriches kavana. So, if mitzvah is sriches kavana, so you understand, when you eat the matzah, so you're mechavim to do it, L'shem mitzvah's matzah. Okay. Alright? What? No. There's no plaque in that. No plaque in that. No one knows plaque in that. Okay. Now, so therefore, you're Mekayim. So therefore, when are you Mekayim the mitzvah the same as the rice of Ba'erev Tech L'matzah? One of you Mekayim is a mitzvah same at a rice of Barak Tech Lamatzah. One of you Mekayim. We need the matzah. Everybody holds their way, it's Machlegis. Go ask Machlegis. Machlegis are shining. Some say it's Rashi and the Rashbam. They hold differently. Take the Rashbam. Rashbam says like this. The halach is Ein Mathirin Acha Pesach Afikaimon and Ein Mathirin Acha Matzah Afikaimon. We're going to get back to this a little later. But now we're just taking it insofar as this first halacha is concerned. Ein machtir nach a Pesach afitaymon, and ein machtir nach a Matzach afitaymon. What does it mean? We don't have ein machtir nach a Pesach afitaymon. We have ein machtir nach a Matzach afitaymon, because we don't have Pesach, right? But you don't need after the afitaymon of Matzah. If it is Matzah, you don't need the afitaymon. You don't eat afitaymon after that. We call afitaymon Matzah, that's confusing. Afitaymon means what you eat afterwards. Okay. Now, the Rashbam says like this. Rashbam is daf kuf yutes amid beis in Arvei Pesachim. Ein maftirin acha matzah afikeman. So look at this. Listen carefully. Shetzorech le'echol matzah bigmar sudasa. Person has to eat matzah at the end of the suda. Zeche le'matzah hane'echeles ima pesach bikrecha. It's zeche le'matzah that was eaten how? Together with the carbon pesach, because you understand what was the din. How do you know you have to eat pesach? Al matzah samroim yachlu. Okay? Vizuhi matzah habitzua she'anu eichlim ba'acharayna l'shem chayva. That's the matzah habitzua, the broken matzah, the prusa that we eat. Why is it prusa? Because lechem ayni. So she'anu eichlim ba'acharayna l'shem chayva. What does it mean l'shem chayva? What does it mean l'shem chayva? For the mitzvah of what? For the mitzvah of matzah. For the mitzvah of matzah. Va'al korchenu onu mevarchin al achilas matzah barishena. Afal pisha eino l'shem chayva. Question is, when did the Rashbam make a bracha of al achilas matzah? So the Rashbam made a bracha al achilas matzah when? Like we do in the beginning. But when was the achilas matzah? Rashi the same way. When was achilas matzah actually according to them? When was achilas matzah? By afikaymon. When we eat afikaymon, they would first be eating matzah shel mitzvah. But the bracha was done in the beginning of the suda. The question is, how do you make the bracha? Okay, I'm not going to do it. Alright. Rav Chisda Le'il, because Rav Chisda Le'il said before, Gabe Mora, Dila Achar, Shemile, Kreise, Mimenu, Heach, Chazer, Mavarach, Alav, Hilkoch, Mavarach, Atarvayu, Bereisha. Alright? Because Rav Chisda said before, a person doesn't have tarpas. He only has one vegetable. Which vegetable? Mora. So what should you do? The whole city of Mora says. So Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, the halach is like this. He makes alachilas moror in the burpe dom and alachilas moror when he eats his karpas. And he's first yates a moror when? Later. Question is how he could do it. The taste says it's like tea. So I'm not going into brachas. Don't question the brachas. Side point the brachas. I'm not interested in the bracha right now. But the Rav Chisda says that why can't he make the bracha later? Because after he ate a full stomach of moror, so then he can't make. It's not the right derech to make the bracha of Alech Lismar. That's what the Gemara says. It's not okay. Okay. Not going to take him off. Now, well, what's the result? The same thing over here. So what does he do? He makes a bracha al achilas matzah in the beginning of the Suda. But when is the kiyum a mitzvah of matzah? When? Later. After Kemet. Okay. Och, Hilkoch, the Rashbam says like this. Mevorach atarvayu bereisha. Question be a question of hefsek. It should be like they says, like a tias. If it's like a tias, so it'll be a question you shouldn't be able to masik left off the camera. Alright? Now, Hilkoch, Mavaracha Tavaya Beresha, Vahodar Ocho Matzo Bachreina, Vahachar Oisa Matzo Ein Nithorni Meno Bachilas Dover Acher, Shaloy Lishakeach Taimo. So Rashbam says that when you make a mitzvah matzo at the end, and after that, you don't do what? You don't want to lose the tam. So therefore you don't need to eat anything after that. Ubid matzah bisman hazem mairi. It's speaking about matzah bismanenu, but we say in maftir nacha matzah afikeman. Deleka pesach bahador. The I bisman deika pesach. If it's speaking when there's carbon pesach, or behegyatnan, in maftir nacha pesach afikeman. Then we know already in maftir nacha pesach. You don't have to say in maftir nacha matzah afikeman. In maftir nacha matzah afikeman is bismanenu, like we have. V'hainu, achar pesach u'matzah ne'echeles imay. The time of the carbon pesach, he says it wasn't the time of the carbon pesach. You're not allowed to be having afikeman. Really means the dessert. You're not allowed to have dessert after what? After pesach and the matzah ne'echeles imay. Very usual Rashbam, huh? Rashbam went out of his way to make the Seder exactly just the opposite. Rashbam and Rashi, the other sheikhs. I don't understand why they did it. They took the achilas matzah from the beginning. It was so simple. Achilas matzah, you make achilas matzah. A mitzin achilas matzah, you make a mitzvah. Berach tech l'matzah. No. They took the achilas matzah And they took the kazayas matzah and they placed it at the end of the surah. Comes out complications with brachas. Had a bracha in the beginning, goes to bracha at the end. The whole sugi and gemara is fine. Why? Where do you see it? Why? You have a very simple eitzah like we do. What do? You eat the kazayas matzah first. For what? For the chayv of ba'era pechlu matzahs, for the mitzvah sasei meraisa, right? Then you eat gemara, kerech, and sugar. And then, at the end, you eat a kazayas. After Kaman, and then you don't eat it. That's Isaiah. Why this formulation? What was bothering Rashi? What was bothering Rashbam? What's the chat? That's not the chat. Okay. Listen to the Lashon of the Rashbam. Lashon of Rashbam is very midduyik. He's not saying this haphazardly. He says like this. Shetzorach lecho matzah b'gmar sudosei zeichel matzah ne'echeles ima pesach b'krecha. All right? And then he says like this. Who does man dika pesach? For behegetnan, ein maftir nacha pesach afikemen. Vahainu acha pesach u matzah ne'echeles imai. What do you mean matzah ne'echeles imai for? What does it mention matzah? Hainu acha pesach. The Gemara says ein maftir nacha pesach afikemen. So what does it mean? Korban pesach. No, hainu acha pesach u matzah ne'echeles imai. What does he have to put this in? Two lines later, he says also the same thing. So next line, I'm sorry. Achar Pesach hu d'lo yochol. Bisman dika Pesach dein eichel afikeimon. Achar Pesach va matzah she'imai. Gemara doesn't mention. He puts in every time Gemara says Pesach, he puts in matzah she'imai. What was it for? All right. We have to understand that. Okay. There's one basic thing, and this today, what I'm going to go through today is, if you understand the sugya we go through today, you'll have the whole many areas will be cleared up about the seder. Alright, one halacha is like this. Bo'erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah sasei. What is the mitzvah of achilas matzah? What is the mitzvah of achilas matzah? How many, what is it? Mitzvah is bo'erev Pesach matzah, the mitzvah sasei b'raisa, correct? Okay. You have a kiyum and a mitzvah. But there's another halacha also. What's the other halacha? What's the other halacha? That matzah is not only a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, but what else is it? It's a kiyum and the korban pesach, right? Okay. Matzah is two things. Matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, and matzah is a kiyum in korban pesach. Okay. According to Rashi, the Rashbam, what was the halacha of afikeman? What we call afikeman, the last kezias matzah we eat. What was the halacha according to Rashi? What was the halacha? The halacha was, I want to understand first of all, what is the matzah? Is it a kiyum of matzah? Or is it a kiyum of Pesach? Everybody knows the Rosh. Everybody knows the Rosh. The kezias of matzah is b'makom and Pesach. So if that's the case, the matzah is a matzah. The matzah is Pesach. The Rabban. Okay. But what does Rashbam say? Rashbam says no. Then what is it? It's a kiyum of matzah. Pesach. It's a kiyum of matzah. The only problem is like this. If it's a kiyum of matzah, what was bothering Rashbam? What's the problem with the kiyum of matzah? What's bothering him? Now, you have to... With the carbon pesach, you have to have, because the teres is on matzah simraim yachlu. That's why you have to have matzah with the carbon pesach. But if the afikaman that we eat, not with carbon pesach, the afikaman that we eat, if the afikaman that we eat is matzah, so what's the problem? What's the problem? If the afikaman that we eat is matzah, what's the problem? What was bothering Rashi? Let's understand what Tanti Rashi did. What? No. Simply, so where does the halacha of ein maftir in acha pesach afikeman come in? You understand what I'm saying? Rashi held like this. The halacha is that the last kizayis matzah is a kiyum, is matzah. It's matzah. You understand what I'm saying? It's matzah. It's not pesach like the Rashi says. It's matzah. Now the question is, if it's matzah, so why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat? Everybody knows you can't eat it if you're afikeman, right? Why not? Where does halacha come from? Ein maftir acha pesach afikeman. Right? Doesn't say ein maftir acha matzah afikeman. That's the Gemara's kasha. Acha pesach hudloi have halacha matzah maftir. So what is the Rashbam answer to that question? How do you get around that question? If it's matzah, so then what? So why can't you eat afterwards? Why can't you eat after the afikeman? What's the answer? The Rosh says it's b'mok and Pesach. Rashi didn't hold that. Rashi could not convert matzah into karbonis. He didn't do it to Pesach. Rashi couldn't understand such a thing. Matzah is not Pesach. Can't be Pesach. How do I make the transition from a mafir nacha pesach afikaimon to a mafir nacha matzah afikaimon? That's the question. So, okay, good. So the answer is there's two matzahs. There's one matzah of boer afechul matzah. That's a kiyum in its own right. There's another matzah though. What's the other matzah? The second matzah is the matzah which is a kiyum in pesach, right? The second matzah is the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach. Now when the Chachamim made Afikaimon, which matzah did they say it is? Which matzah did they say it is? They said it's matzah on Achelas in Pesach. So why is a mafir nacha matzah Afikaimon? Why? Not by virtue of matzah, but because of what? Because of Korban Pesach. But Bizman Hazeh, the Pesach isn't there anymore. But still the halacha is midrabban and what? A mafir nacha matzah Afikaimon. Why? Because the matzah of Afikaimon is which matzah? Which matzah is it? It's the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach. You understand what I'm saying? So the matzah, since it's the matzah which is a kiyum in Pesach, so therefore, what do they say? What do they say? They say that you can't eat after the matzah in Afikaimon. Why? Because it's related to Pesach. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's midrabbanan. You understand? So when Pesach, the halach is like this: the tzuras hamitzvah of Pesach is Pesach im matzah. That's why the Rashbam puts it in. The tzuras hamitzvah of Pesach is Pesach with the kiyum shel matzah. Right? Now the halach is after this ma'isa achila you can't do what? You can't have afikaimon, right? That was Bizman Shabbos and Midrash HaYakayim. But Bizman Hazeh, where you don't have Pesach anymore, so the halacha is midrabbanan that after the matzah, which is a kiyum in Pesach, you can't eat anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Bizman Shabbos and Midrash HaYakayim, what was the halacha? What was the halacha? Bizman Shabbos and Midrash HaYakayim, that when Pesach was the Maisa Mitzvah, after the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, you can't eat. What was the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach? Was what? Pesach in what? In matzah. That's the ma'isa mitzvah. So Bizmana said you only have a fraction of the ma'isa mitzvah. What do you have now? You have matzah, which is a kiyum pesach, but you don't have pesach. So the halacha is midrabbanan, and after part of the mitzvah also you can't eat. That's the transition. You see it? You see the transition? Okay. In other words, like this. Yes. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, there was a ma'isa mitzvah which was not to be followed by achila. What was the ma'isa mitzvah? Ma'isa mitzvah was achilas pesach, but achilas pesach was nechal how? With matzah, right? After that, achilas couldn't eat anymore, right? Bizman said the pesach's gone, right? So what do you have? What's left? You have the chachamim created, gave you a chiyuv to eat matzah, which is a kiyum in the pesach, right? So the mitzvah, so you only have one part of the ma'isa mitzvah. Do you understand what I mean? So the halacha is now the chachamim said a mafir and acham matzah afikaimon. Even if the part of the ma'isa mitzvah you can't eat. That's the transition. That's why the Rashbam says always matzah she'imai and matzah she'imai. Why? Because the afikaimon is which matzah is the afikaimon? Which matzah is the afikaimon? Is it the matzah of Ba'erav Techlu matzahs? No, which matzah is it? Which pasuk? It's the matzah of Al matzah su'merarim yechlu. Okay? You understand that? Rock is much easier, it's one step, but the Rashi couldn't understand how you take a piece of matzah and make it into pesach. Okay. Now we have one question left. There's still one question left. What's the question? Sounds like we smoothed out the Rashbam, but there's still one question left. What's the question? Why not? Still fine. All along this is good, but why do you do it this way? Make the matzah of Ba'erav Techlu matzah should be when? Should be at the beginning of the Sukkah. The matzah al matzah al yachlu, midrabbanan should be when? At the end of the Sukkah. Why? They must both be at the end. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. That's right, the answer. The answer is al matzah simraim yachlu means what? What does it mean al matzah simraim yachlu? Al matzah simraim yachlu means that there's a separate kiyum in matzah, right? There's a kiyum in matzah with Netz Musa and there's a kiyum in matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach, right? But which matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach? Which matzah? The matzah shel mitzvah, the matzah of Ba'erav Techlu matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. It's not just any matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. You understand what I mean? Which matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach? The matzah shel mitzvah. Which is the matzah shel mitzvah? Of course, the matzah of Ba'erav Techlu matzah is. So if you're going to divide it, what are you going to do? You're going to take, you'll make these kizayas matzah from the beginning of the Suda. So you're Makayim Barav Techlu Matzah. Now at the end of the Suda, what do you want to eat? Do you want to eat the matzah, which is a cumin pesach? That's not the cumin. There's no meh, you ate already. You ate already. Which matzah is a cumin pesach? Which one? The matzah shall be Barav Techlu Matzah. It's not two separate. It's two separate cumin, but the Torah didn't say two separate matzahs. The same matzah? Same matzah in which you have a kiyum of Barav Techlu Matzah is also a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. So therefore, it must be only when? Only Bahreina, Barishaina wouldn't be good. That's right. Now, always becomes difficult, right? Rashi's argument is so good. Okay. Wait, so make it nice. I said, you can't do both. Why? Because this sheet is based upon, Rashi's sheet is based upon the fact that he holds mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Because otherwise, he'd be Yates already with the first Kazayah. So since Rashi and Rashbam Paskin Mr. Shifas Kavana, so they hold you on, Yates with the first Kazayah. So therefore, what happens? So you have in mind that you should be Yates later in the end. But if you want to be, but now when you eat the first Kazayah, since you don't know whether Mr. Shifas Kavana is or not, Kavana not, so what do you do? So you have to have in mind to be Yates. You have in mind to be Yates, you can't do Rashi anymore. It's too late. You do both. So he says, do it all tonight. Do it all tonight. Have in mind that if this is the first one, that's Danny's idea. Okay. All right. Point to Rashbam, not necessary to the Kazayas in the beginning. The only thing is, Suda, Hamaitzi, you'd be Suda. Chokhar. I bring something, what they used to do, that there's a sheet that would do like this. They would make the Bechas Hamaitzi, they'd make the Bechas Hamaitzi on Matzah Shira. They'd make Bechas Hamaitzi on Matzah Shira. So they make the Bechas Hamaitzi on Matzah Shira, so therefore you don't have to, therefore you can make the Bracha of Alachilat's Matzah later towards the end. Mordechai brings down that sheet. No, so to make a matzah, they didn't get involved with the Ram, because Ram holds matzah, they are okay for it. Yes, you can't tell everybody where to go. Okay. Yes? So we have like this. Alright, so we have only one matzah. Our matzah, our Achilles matzah is not a matzah of Al Matzah Ram Yachlu, but what is it? It's just a matzah of Rav Techlu Matzah. That's it. Okay. Yeah, I checked into that. The Rush says that you need two kazayim. He's the one that said it. The Bach asked the Kasha. Yeah, the Bach, you take a look at the Bach on the Shulchan on the tour. The Bach says, what kind of sense does it make? One kizayis you need from the matzah. He says the other one, if you need matzah, if the person wants to make a matzah, yes, he says kizayis. We find a lot like that. So he doesn't answer. He says stam v'chatzila. He says he only means v'chatzila, but did he ever do it? I don't know what the heater is. Stam v'chatzila. He has a hard time understanding it. That's how we do it. What else meant it's some Hebrew? I don't know what it is. What? The next point is Mar. Next thing is Mar. What is Mar? Mar is the Raisa, Mar is Rabbanon, Mar is the Kinnon. How do you know Mar is Rabbanon? Maybe Mar is the Raisa? Maybe Mar is the Raisa? Because Matzim Ram Yechlu. So what does it mean, Matzim Ram Yechlu? It means what? It's only a Kinnon called Pesach. But when you have no carbon pesach, so then what? Then there's no kiyum. So it's nothing. Like the Rambam says that it's totally in the pesach. Okay, right? That's simple. In other words, maror is a kiyum in what? Is a kiyum in carbon pesach? Since mar is a kiyum in pesach, and we don't have pesach, so maror bismanas there is what? Strabana, right? So it's only Strabana. Okay, fine. There's only one problem though. There's only one problem. What would you say in such a case? That Mar is a kiyum is a kiyum. Shvira Banuakas Mar is not a kiyum. Bifneats Musai, but it's a kiyum. So you have like it's matzah. There's a kiyum bifneats Musai. Pesach is a kiyum bifneats Musai. Mar is a kiyum in what? In Pesach. Matzah is both, right? And matzah is both. Korban Pesach is one, and Mar is a kiyum in the Pesach. Korban Pesach is essentially a kiyum in the Pesach. Okay. Now let's say, for instance, for some reason, a person wouldn't be able to be makriv a carbon pesach. Let's say, for instance, he was a tomei, or b'derech hachayka. So what would be the halacha? Should he eat more or not? What do you say?
Yes, he still should.
Why do you say he should?
Because pesach is his
makriv. So according to the way we're saying now, according to the way we're saying now, we're saying that what? That more is a kiyam in pesach, right? So if a person was a Tamein B'derech HaChayka, so what should Allah be? He shouldn't. But the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says like this. By the way, the whole sugya is in the Kuf Kof HaMar Aleph. Omar Rav, a matzah b'smanas ha-derais ha-mar d'rabanan. Okay? Why do you say that Mar is only Rabbanon? Because there's a matzah and Yichlu, it's a team in Pesach. Bisman dike Pesach Yeshmar, Bisman like a Pesach like a Mar. Matzah nami atzim a matzah marim. So it wasn't a matzah mihadar hodar beikra, b'erav techlu matzahs. So therefore it's a separate kiyon. Okay. Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Agir. Rav Acha bar Yaakov held that all matzah is only Rabbanon, Bisman is there. Omar Echa Zev Echa said Rabbanon. Elo tziv b'erav techlu matzahs. Why did it say a separate Pesach b'erav techlu matzahs akim chnei atzmusa? Says no, ahim b'oyle le tome v'shoye b'derech rechoyka. The Salkadai Tachamina Kivan the Pesach Loy Achli Matzah Mar Nami Loy Nechal. So I would think that since the Tamei and Derech HaChayka doesn't eat Korban Pesach, so you would think he doesn't eat Matzah Mar either. So Kamash Malanda, what? So you do eat Matzah Mar. And the Gemara says, and Rava says, but Rav HaMalach, what does Rava say? Tamei V'Shei B'Derech HaChayka Letzach Kro. Legari Me'ora U'Benechal. So Rava doesn't need a Pesach, he needs a Pesach. But the Halacha everybody agrees, and namely that what? That Tomei and Derech HaChayko cannot be Makar Rechob in Pesach, still eats what? So you see that Mar is not a Kim in Pesach. Mm-hmm. So you see that we're wrong. So if Mar is not a Kim in Pesach, so then why isn't Mar Midaraisa B'smanasa? The question is like this, Mamanasa. If Mar is a Kim B'fnats Musa, so then what should it be? So then it should be Deraisa. B'smanasa should be Deraisa. If it's not a Kim B'fnats Musa, Kim in Pesach, so how come Tomei eats Mar? So what's the answer? Listen. The answer is, and if I say that it's a keem in Pesach, what does it mean? When we say it's a keem in Korban Pesach, what do we mean, keem in Pesach? We mean if you don't eat it, what are you missing? What are you missing? Your Pesach is missing. It's not the Mar that's missing. The Pesach is not the same issue. The Pesach requires not the Mar. The Pesach is lacking. Okay. The answer is very simple. The answer is like this. Yeah? The answer is, I'm sure everybody will understand the answer. The answer is like this. The answer is that Mora, our premise was wrong. Mora is a key in B'fnats Musa. Yes. But Pesach is a Machayev in Mora. Pesach is Machayev in Mora. That's the halacha. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. From your text. Pesach is Machayev you in Mora. Mora is a key in B'fnats Musa, right?
Machayev Pesach is Machayev in Mora.
Pesach is a machayev in Mora. It's machayev. If you don't have a carbon Pesach, you're not chayev in Mora. But the achilas Mora, if there's an achilas Mora, a kiyum b'fnei Musa. You understand? The achilas Mora is a kiyum b'fnei Musa. Pesach is machayev the gavra in achilas Mora. You understand that? Yeah, the guy is coming as a chiyuv Pesach. But he can't do it. But he has a chiyuv Pesach. Correct. The chiyuv of Pesach. The chiyuv of Pesach is mechayev him simultaneously in what? In Pesach and Mora. And Mora. The chiyuv ha-mitzvah doesn't have to be. The chiyuv ha-mitzvah is b'fnei atzmusa. But the mechayev is the chiyuv ha-mitzvah of Pesach. Pesach is the mechayev in Mora. You understand? The chiyuv ha-mitzvah of Pesach is mechayev in Mar as well. So if it's Bisman Shabbat and it's Kayam with the Chiyuv of Mitzvah Pesach, so then I'm chayev in what? In Mar B'fnei Atzmusa, so that's Cliff and Gemara, you can't deny it. However, Bisman Azer, also Matzah, Bisman Azer, that what? That there is no Korban Pesach. So there's no Chiyuv Mora anymore, because there's no Chiyuv Pesach. So therefore, Mar is only what? Mar is only Rabbanon. Nobody held Mar as the right. It's Machloit Shavacha by Yaakov, and the Matzah is the right of Rabbanon. But Mar, nobody says it's the right. Yes. So why is Matzah Midaraisa? Because Matzah, there's three things. Now I have to go over the three things again. I have to reformulate. Matzah has a Chiyuv B'fnei Atzmusa and what? And the Kiyum B'fnei Atzmusa. Korban Pesach has a Chiyuv B'fnei Atzmusa and the Kiyum B'fnei Atzmusa. Moror has a Kiyum B'fnei Atzmusa, but what? But the Machayev is not B'fnei Atzmusa. The Machayev is Pesach. The Pesach is Machayev. Chiyuv Pesach is Machayev, not just in Pesach. But Chiyuv Pesach is Machayev in what? In Moror as well. That's why Tomei and Derech HaKoika can't eat Pesach because it's Tomei. But Moror can eat. Okay? That's the Gemara. So, Kedai Techamina, I would think that what? That since he's potter from Korban Pesach, Salka that's going to keep in the Pesach loy achli matzah mora nami loy nechal. So you would think he doesn't have to eat matzah mora. Why? Because mora is not a keem b'fnei atzmusa, but what is mora? It's only a keem in Korban Pesach. Kamash Malon, the Pasik Ba'erev, Tefu Matzah, that is the king of Nats Musa, also just like Matzah. That's what he says. That's Ravacha Ba'yakev. You understand Ravacha Ba'yakev? You understand Ravacha Ba'yakev? Ravacha Ba'yakev says like this. What does it mean for Tomei Derech Chachaika? What does it mean for you? That I would think so. Kedai Tachamina, Kivan, the Pesach Loyacha, Matzah Mar, Nami Loyneh, Chali Shidi Matzah Mar. Why? Because Matzah Mar is only a king in Pesach. And since he has no Pesach, so he has no need for matzah maror. So kamash malon, which pasuk tells me? Ba'erev techlu matzah. What does ba'erev techlu matzah tell you? That matzah, he's chayav in matzah maror. By the way, how does ba'erev techlu matzah tell you he's chayav in maror? It tells you matzah. That's very maror. Good question, right? What's the answer? Because matzah and maror is the same thing. Matzah is a kiyum in Pesach and maror is a kiyum in Pesach. So, just a second. So once the Torah tells you that what? That one, that matzah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusoi. That Pesach is mechayev matzah, and matzah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusoi, so then morah follows, because morah and matzah are the same thing. Morah matzah, matzah is ravacha b'yakev learns how matzah ram yechlu means matzah and morah both identical, they're both a kiyum and Pesach. So the Pesach says, barach techlu matzah, so the Pesach says like this. Not just matzah is a kiyum in korban Pesach, but matzah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusoi, but they're Matzah came with Nats Musa, but what's the Machayev of Matzah according to Rechabai Yaakov? Korban Pesach, that's why Rechabai Yaakov held that Matzah is Manu says what? It's only Rabbanon. You understand what I'm saying? The Pasuk Bo'erev Pesach, the Machloikis is like this. The Machloikis Kanoim is like this. What does the Pasuk Bo'erev Pesach with Matzah teach you? According to us, excuse me, I'm going to close them around, sorry. According to Rava, what is it? According to Rava, what does it teach you Bo'erev Pesach with Matzah? That it's a separate Machayev. According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, what does it teach you? That it's a separate king, exactly. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov changes the least. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, you're making a mistake. It's true, it has a separate kiyum, that's from Tamid Derech Chaika. But what? But the Machayev still remains Pesach. So that's why Bizman Azeh, what is Matzah and what is Maror? It's only Rabbanon. However, according to, Ba'erev Techlu Matzah tells you that these two objects have a separate kiyum. According to Rava, I'll tell you something else. That matzah has a separate machayev. Okay? Alright. That's the machayev. So that's why you have Mar Midrabanan. That's why you have Mar Midrabanan. Okay? Right. Okay, we're up to Kerech. Kerech is the most complex eating-wise and learning-wise. Both ways. All right. But if you have the basis here, then you'll be able to understand it. Everybody stands up to you clearly? And I'll take Kerech. Kerech is the hardest one. It's Kuftes Vavim and Aleph, Vibra Masulela. What is Kerech? What is Kerech? How do you do Kerech? Matzah and Mara together. All right. Okay, why do I do it? Stam Azecha. All right. Tamazecha. We'll see. Taisus knows just Tamazecha. Listen. Okay. Now listen. What is Hill's halacha? So it's Zecha let me just kill. So let's take Hill. What does Hill hold? What does Hill say? The what? Since the pasuk says Al Matzis and Meroyim Yechlu, right? So what must you do? It doesn't only. What must you do? That it must have a chila b'yachad. It's not just that matzah and maror is a kiyum and Pesach, but what must you do? You must eat them together. Okay. So we'll call simply at this point. He asks a question like this. His question is, let's say this mancha based mishay kayam. I don't know, how'd you get to this question? Question is, this mancha based mishay kayam, a person only has matzah, right? So could he eat matzah and korban Pesach? Without Mara. Good question. Okay. Chokin alof chaver val hilal. That is a machloikis tanoim. Hilal holds the yafid al matzim ram yichlu together, and his chaverim, the chachomim hold, no. They could eat him either way. Yochol yehid kochon bevas achas, vayichlo gederach shi hilal archol, tamad lama, matzim ram yichlu, afilo zebif neyatzme, the zebif neyatzme. You could eat separately. Now we're going to skip over all the complications of the Gemara, and we're going to just go to the last part of the Gemara, okay? So you'll understand what Kerech is, okay? All right, the Gemara says like this. One thing you have to know, though. There's one thing you have to know. There's one other area before we go on to this Gemara. There's a machlokes whether or not mitzvahs mevatle zuazu. Now, without going into the svara, make it easy, what it means is, simply, if I take matzah as a mitzvah and mor as a mitzvah, if I eat them together, will the matzah be mevatle mor or not? Can I eat them together, or must I eat them separately? That's the question. If I take matzah, if I get involved, this brings in the whole question of matzah, and pesach, and the whole business. Okay. Everybody holds, however, that mitzvahs and rishus is definitely mevatel the mitzvah. Alright? For instance, if I eat matzah and mor b'zman hazeh, definitely it's no good. Why? Because the matzah that I eat is deraisa, and the mor that I eat is drabanan. So definitely the mor, drabanan, which means, insofar as the Torah is concerned, it's only rishus. So then you have rishus and mitzvah together, so rishus is mevatel mitzvah, that everybody holds. The machlokes is what? The mor midaraisa doesn't exist, so it's just like eating vegetables midaraisa, correct? It means you cannot have one ma'isa achila that includes the mitzvah and rishus together. You can't have one ma'isa achila. What? I want to go to work. Just this is, I'm not learning. I'm not going into the sugya per se. Just one second. The question is a question of ma'isa mitzvah. That's the question. Question is, does a ma'isa ha-mitzvah require that it must be exclusively done through the chefetz shel mitzvah? Or what if the ma'isa ha-mitzvah requires an identity? The ma'isa must be identified as a ma'isa shel mitzvah. If the ma'isa shel mitzvah relates to a davar rishus, so then it's not a ma'isa shel mitzvah anymore, because it's also a ma'isa shel rishus. It's including rishus. That's why you can't have matzah. You can't, when a person is mevarach halachah with matzah, if we'll eat the matzah with chopped liver, will it be mekayim barefek l'matzah? No, according to everybody, it won't be mekayim barefek l'matzah. Why? I'll eat enough matzah with kezayis, with the chopped liver together. Why will it not be good? Why? Won't be good. Why? Because he's eating davar mitzvah and davar rishus, so the ma'isa mitzvah is lacking. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is relating not exclusively to what? To a davar mitzvah. But what is it relating to? It's relating to a davar rishus also. If it's relating to a davar rishus, so then it's no good. It's lacking in the ma'isa mitzvah. Okay? That everybody agrees with. Alright, you understand that clearly? I want to... Now, the question is like this. What if both are ma'isa mitzvah? What if both are ma'isa mitzvah? Excuse me? That's where the machlokes is. If both are ma'isa mitzvah, but one is a chalishem moral, for instance. Let me just an example. One is a chalishem matzah. And then if I eat matzah and mora together, you understand? If I eat matzah and mora together, what will it be? What will it be? Do I say mitzvahs mevatleh zuazu, which means what? Not only must the ma'aser relate exclusively to a dvar mitzvah, but the ma'aser must be defined as what? As that specific mitzvah. Is it? It's a ma'aser mitzvah of moror. It's a ma'aser mitzvah of matzah. But if it's just a ma'aser mitzvah and includes moror matzah, that's no good. It's all a question of ma'isa mitzvah. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Okay. In other words, the ma'isa mitzvah, you understand the first case that the ma'isa mitzvah must be identifiable as a ma'isa mitzvah, which means exclusively relating to a chefetz shel mitzvah. Right? You understand that part? Right, now I just take one step further. I could say no, not just simply that the ma'isa must relate to a chefetz shel mitzvah only, but the ma'isa has to relate to a specific, has to be identifiable as a specific what? Specific ma'isa mitzvah. You can't just have an abstract ma'isa mitzvah which includes two kiyumim. You have to have a ma'isa mitzvah exclusively of maror and a ma'isa mitzvah exclusively of matzah. Yeah, the ma'isa mitzvah must be identified as a ma'isa. You can't just have one ma'isa mitzvah and have two kiyumim. You have to have... I don't want to go into this. All right, you understand it? That's enough. You understand it? Just remember the machlokes. Okay? You see, there's no question that every chefetz shel mitzvah requires its own ma'isa mitzvah. There's no question about that. It must have a ma'isa mitzvah. It must be performed. The mitzvah, every specific mitzvah must be performed by a ma'isa mitzvah. The only question is, must it be performed by a ma'isa mitzvah of its own type, its own min? You see, the min also has to go into the ma'isa mitzvah. If the min goes into the ma'isa mitzvah, so then you can't do one ma'isa tomorrow and matzah at the same time, because that ma'isa is not identifiable as a min ma'isa of tomorrow or min ma'isa of matzah. You understand what I mean? That's a machlokes. Everybody holds that a mitzvah cannot be accomplished unless it is performed by an action which is a maisa mitzvah. Means the maisa which is done exclusively to a dvar mitzvah. Must have the chaleshem of maisa mitzvah. No question about that. The moment you include something alien, it's not a maisa mitzvah anymore. By definition, it's a maisa which is including something which is rishos. You understand what I mean? So that's impossible. That's impossible. But now the question is, must the mitzvah be done by a maisa which has the name of the min on it also? You understand? It's exclusively to that min ha-mitzvah? Or no? That's a question of mitzvah is mevat lezuzu or not. I have time over yet. Most of some of the things that we're just touching on. I mean, we're giving you the major ideas. So now it's not strange to you. Now you have to go and learn for yourself. All right? Tera delay. Has to be your tera. So you work on it, you lay it. So what do we do now? So Hillel, what does Hillel hold? If Hillel holds, you eat them together. What does he hold? What does he hold? Ein mevat lezuzu. The Chachamim hold that what? They eat them separately? So it's mevat lezuzu. Alright? That's simple enough. Like I say, if you want to learn the taste of how this came about, you'll learn the taste of the Masel Ella. One of the most difficult tastes you'll ever find. Alright, now... Yeah, the Gemara is fine. Now the Gemara concludes. Ashtiloi itmar ilchasa. Loike Hillel, the Loike Rabbanon. Now that the halacha was never determined, either like Hillel or like the Rabbanon, so what do we do? So you do like this. What does Hillel hold? You need it together. And Rabbanon holds separately. So you do like this. Mavorech alachilas matzah v'ochal. So first you make a bracha like we do, alachilas matzah, and you eat matzah. Then what do? Then you make a bracha alachilas mora and you eat. V'hoda ochal matzah v'chasa b'adei adodi b'loi bracha. Zeichel l'migdash ki'ilal. Then you eat them together. Why? Zeichel l'migdash ki'ilal. Right? You understand? What? Yeah, the Rosh S with the Rashbam, they have all said the Gemara. Forget about it. Okay. The Gemara is very good, right? But an astute mind would have caught something in this Gemara that would show the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why? It's no good. This eighth of the Gemara is no good. Why is it no good? The Gemara, I'll learn for not the eighth of the Gemara, I'll be misleading you. The Gemara is no good. What does the Gemara say? Hashta de layit mehil chasalaiki hill of a lake rabbanon, right? No. Why do you do it this way? Because we don't, the halacha is neither like Hillel nor like the Rabbanan, right? So that's why, in order to be eight of both ways, so what do you have to do? First matzah separately, then mora separately, right? Let's say the halacha was like Hillel, what would you do? You have to make a brachah sandwich, right? Can't be. Why can't it be? Because matzah is the raisa, and mora is the Rabbanan, and everybody holds that when it comes to the rice and Rabbanon, mitzvah is mevat lezuzu. So you have a rishus, so you can't do it anyway. I caught you, right? Okay. The difference is this. So you'll tell me who would do like this. What would he do? He'll eat matzah separately. Then in the second one, what'll he do? He'll eat matzah and mar. No good, my friend, no good. Why is it no good? That's not matzah shel mitzvah the second time, because you have matzah shel mitzvah when? The first time already. Now what are you going to have? You're going to have Mora Drabonon with Matzah Shel Rishus. Again, you'll be Mevatel Mora. You understand? The first time you'll be Mevatel Matzah. The second time you'll be Mevatel Mora. So can I even Mevatel both mitzvahs? That'll be the end of it. Right? Asher said, Asher Lahit Mehilchus Drabonon. That's all. Asher Lahit Mehilchus Drabonon. So now we do it this way. But, good questions, right? Faces caches. Faces like this. Taisvah says, Ella Mevarech. That's not the one before, it was a difficult one. This one's easy. Imoya Karech, Tneem Yachat, Techila, Taisvah says, if you would make a Krech of both of them together to begin with, Havi Asimor, Drabonim of Vatla Matzah. Right? V'moyoichel matzah b'loy mor tchila. If he eats matzah first, kishoyo korchon achakach, osi matzah d'rishus u'mavatel mor drabonon, because his yates already matzah. So why do we say that? So that tastes kasha. So why is it loy at milchasa? It tastes like this. Umiyu taste says. Here's taste says. Iyavakaimalon kehilel. So the question is, why do we say that you do this? Why do you have this procedure? Because you don't hold like Hillel. This is the procedure that Hillel himself would do. So Tesis like this. Listen carefully. You know what we said before? You should be able to pick up Tesis carrots. What does Tesis say? Listen carefully. Umiyu, iyav ekaim alon kehillel, if we did hold like Hillel, hava avdin in hochi. This is the way we would do it. Matzah lechuda, first matzah for Berav Tech lematzahs. Vahadar matzah umoror bekrecha. And then you do matzah umoror bekrecha. Kivan shetzorach lases midrabanon mitzvas krecha kehillel havi drabanon u drabanon. What's the taste saying? No. He's not saying it's happening. He would say, he says, no, havi drabanon drabanon. Drabanon drabanon. He's two drabanon. Yes. What happened tomorrow? Seven mitzvah zecha. What happened tomorrow? Can't you say it's happening? Mar went away. Mar's drabanon. So? Have a drabonon and drabonon. Since with drabonon you have to do mitzvahs krecha to Hillel, so it's drabonon and drabonon. What's the name? What is drabonon and drabonon? What? Then you have to have drabonon of both, right? Why do you have to have drabonon of both? Why do you have to have drabonon? Excuse me? What? Because zecha l'migdash, you mean?
No, that's
the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Where do you have the mitzvah?
The mitzvah of matzah and drabonon together. Without faith, you still have the drabonon of both.
Midarabonin, you have a mitzvah of Mara, correct?
Yeah, because there's no Pesach.
What?
Because there's no Pesach.
Because there's no Pesach, right? Okay. So therefore what?
Therefore
so where does Tesis come out to say? We do Zecha L'Migdash, right? But where does Tesis say, that there's a separate mitzvah over here? But where does Tesis come out to say that there's a separate mitzvah of Krecha? Where does Tesis get the separate mitzvah of Krecha? That's what I want to know. Where's the separate mitzvah of Krecha? From where? Yes? There's one question. There's only one question you have to ask. The question is like this. When you have Mara Midrabanan, the question is like this. Mara is two kiyumim in Mara. Remember? Mara, how many kiyum is there in Mara? There's a kiyum of Mara b'fnei atzmusai, and then Mara is a kiyum in what? There's a kiyum in Pesach. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Alright.
You have the same thing with Rashbam. The Rashbam says open. There's a kiyum of matzah per se, and there's a kiyum of matzah on the achelas in my Pesach. It's a kiyum in Pesach, right? Okay. Now we have to ask one question. The drabonin of Mara, what's the halacha? Which Mara were the Chacham Mechayev? Were the Chacham Mechayev Mara, which is a kiyum in Pesach? You understand? Or were the Chacham Mechayev the Mara, which is a kiyum b'fnei atzmusai? What do you say? If you say the Chacham Mechayev the Mara that's Kiyum B'fnei Atzmusah, then what happens? Then it'll come out, and when you eat the Mara together with the Matzah, so it comes out the Matzah's Rishus? Because the Mara is a Kiyum B'fnei Atzmusah, but Taisa says no. Taisa says that the Mara that they were Mechayev Yumid Rabbanon is which Mara? The Mara HaNecheleseh Ma'Pesach. That's the Mara. The Mara of Al Matzah Sumerorim. So therefore, according to Hillel, how are you Mekayim the Mara of Al-Matzah Merorim? How are you Mekayim it? How are you Mekayim the Matzah Merorim? Dafke Bekrecha. Dafke Bekrecha. Do you understand what I mean? Oh, you don't understand it? Okay. The halach is like this. The question is, you understand my question, which Mara is it? In other words, when the Chacham were Mesakin Mara, the Mitzvahs Mara Merorban, is the Mara that they were Mesakin Mara per se? Or Mara they were Mesakein, the Kiyum of Mara per se, or the Mara which is a Kiyum in Pesach. There's two Maras, right? Now if you say it's the Mara which was a Kiyum per se, so then you have a problem. Why do I have to, when I eat it together the second time, it's going to be Mevatel Rishus. Rishus of Matzah will be Mevatel what? However, if I say that what's the Mara that the Chacham of Mechayev is what? Is Mara Ima Pesach. So then what is the halacha of krecha? What's the halacha of krecha? Krecha is halacha that krecha, that the matzah has a din of what? Midrabanan. Has a din of Pesach and matzah, correct? So therefore, that's the chi of krecha. The chi of krecha is to eat moror together with what? together with matzah. Why together with matzah? Because which mara were the chachamim talach in mara? The mara which is a tiyum in Pesach, right? So when I eat the matzah and mara together, so what do I have? What tiyum do I have? What tiyum of Pesach, matzah and mara, right? You understand? So the matzah represents what, Midrabbana? What does the matzah represent, Midrabbana? Pesach and matzah, right? Pesach and matzah. Pesach and matzah. And the moror is a kiyum in the Pesach and matzah. That's the chiyuv krecha. You understand what I mean? So that's why Tosfos says very simply. Tosfos says very simply. The first time you eat, you have to, if it was like kilo, so the first time you eat, what do you eat? Matzah alone. Right? The second time you eat, so you should eat matzah together with what? Together with what? Moror together with matzah. Why? Because then it's not a question of mitzvahs mevatlus zuzu. Why? Because matzah, because it's rabbanon and rabbanon. The matzah is a chafzah shel mitzvah mid rabbanon, and the morah is a chafzah shel mitzvah mid rabbanon. Because the morah is the morah which is a kiyum in what? The morah is a kiyum in Pesach, and the matzah has a kiyum of what? Of Pesach and matzah. So therefore, when I eat the krecha, what am I being mekayim? What am I being Mekayim? I'm being Mekayim and mitzvah Rabbanon of what? Of Moror, correct. So according to the Chachamim, you don't have to do this. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, first they ate matzah. There's no other Chavah matzahs in Ram Yechlu. They have to eat them simultaneously. The halacha is that Bezeh Chazeh is good, right? So according to the Chachamim, first they ate matzah. Then when they eat Moror, so it's Moror and Echel, it's Moror, which is the kingdom of the matzah. You understand what I mean? But according to Hillel, it won't work out that way. Why? Because the Mora that's a kiyum in the matzah has to be Nechelas how? Dafka b'krecha, right? So therefore, you can omit the second step. You don't need the second step. Why? Because the second step is only a step if what? Mora per se. Mora alone. To eat Mora alone, you don't have to, or Mora alone is nothing according to Hillel. So the Gemara is very good. Hashtid layit milchus alay kamar v'alay kamar means like this. If the halacha was like the chachamim, what would I do? First matzah and then morah. And the morah is a kiyum in the matzah. Why? Because the morah, because in order to be a kiyum in matzah, you don't have to eat it together. Right? But according to Hillel, what's the halacha? The halacha is that in order for it to be a kiyum together, right? So you have to have achila b'yachad. So therefore, the Chachamim gave the matzah din of what? A din of Pesach and matzah. So therefore, because that's the halach of krecha. You understand why this? Where does Tosfos get that there's a halach of krecha over here, according to Hillel? Well, why is the halach of krecha? V'hada matzah mar d'kivan shetzarech laseish mirabbanim mitzvahs krecha. Why must you make mirabbanim mitzvahs krecha? Why? Why? Because according to Hillel, what? That's the moral. The moral is a kiyum in the matzah. Can it be a kiyum in the matzah without achila b'yachad? No. So therefore, you have to do what? You have to have achila b'yachad. That's the Gemara. Hashla hit milchus like the marvel like the marvel. I understand it. Rabbi said, the zeichel amigdis kihila. Rabbi said, there's no separate takana zeichel amigdis. The reason why we do it is because of what? Because according to Hillel, you won't yaitzer. That's what the Gemara said. You do it because of according to Hillel, you want yaitzer. Hashlut milk, so like a marvel, like a mar. That's all. And the mitzvah rabbanon of mora is to eat mora with something else. You must exactly correct, right? You understand? There's no separate halacha of zechel and mikdash to Hillel. There can't be, because the Gemara says hashlut milk, so like a marvel, like a mar. It's a result that you do the zechel and mikdash. No separate takana. Okay. Zechel HaMikdash is a misnomer. It means because of the way Hillel did the Zman HaMikdash. That's why we have to do it this way. One thing to be clear, there's no separate takana according to the way Tosfos learns of Zechel HaMikdash to Hillel. It's not a separate takana. It's the result of the fact that we don't know the halacha to Hillel or to the Rabbanon. If there were separate takanas over here, there wouldn't be any shilas. It's a result. According to Tosfos, if it was like the Rabbanon, so then what would I do? Once again, if it was like the Rabbanon, what would I do? Fuck, from when? From when should you talk, strictly speaking? From when should you talk? From Mora. From the bracha of Al-Achilas Mora, you shouldn't talk. Why not? Why shouldn't you? Not from Matzah, from Mora. Why? Because the halacha of Terech is halacha of Morer according to Hillel. You understand what I mean? According to the Rabbanim, you should never have sick from when? From, I want you to stand like this. According to the Rabbanim, there shouldn't be any hefsik between what? Between Achilas Matzah and between Achilas Morah. Because the Morah is a kiyum in that Matzah. You understand? And you will not be Yetzer later with the Krech according to them. Why won't you be Yetzer with the Krech later? Because the Morah is a kiyum in the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, the Matzah Shel Mitzvah, which is the first Matzah. So you can't speak according to Rabbanim between what? Between Al Achilas Matzah and between Al Achilas Morah. Because the Morah isn't a mitzvah per se, but what is Morah according to the Teshuvah? It's a kiyum in Matzah. So if you're going to be Matzik, you're going to be Matzik between the Matzah and between the Morah. You understand? Okay. What? Okay. According to Hillel, you can't speak between when and when? Between the bracha of Al Achilas Morah. You understand? Between the bracha of Al Achilas Morah and what? And the Kerech, because the Kerech, according to Hillel, the Kerech is the mitzvah of Morah. According to the Chacham, the Krech is no good. Why is the Krech no good? Because the Matzah Rosh Yisrael is going to be involved tomorrow. Alright? According to Hillel, the Chacham had to create a new Chetzah Shel Matzah because the Morah is a Kiyum, the Morah is the Morah which is a Kiyum in Matzah, so you have to create a new Chetzah Shel Matzah.
According to this Pshat and Taisvis, you have to say Zechel Mikdash Kehu, the Hoy Kerech Pesach Matzah Morah. Right, now, in addition from Tavshin Lamed Zion, according to Taisvis, it would seem really you only have to say that the Morah is a Morah which is a Kiyum in Pesach, but you do not have to say that the Matzah becomes Korban Pesach itself. The reason why you need Matzah with a Morah is because the only Morah that could be a Kiyum in Pesach is if it's accompanied by Matzah, and Matzahs and Rerum are a Kiyum in Pesach. The Rambam, on the other hand, would hold that the mitzvah of Morah is because of the Kiyum Morah per se. Therefore, there's no need for Matzah with a Morah.
Then there's a parak according to the Rambam. Okay? Dam Petras. Allah Chavav. Va'achakach, where we left off in the Rambam last time, continue right there. Va'achakach kerech matzah umara ka'achas. He takes matzah and mora together. Umatbel b'charesis. The Rambam put everything into charesis. Umavarech. I said, how did the Rambam do it? By killer, right? Okay, the Rambam is like this. Because the Rambam is alzeh, kihilu, mikomokan zeh, say the loy diet. Yeah, not exactly. Why does the rabbi disagree with the Rambam? Not exactly. Because why? Because he's missing what? Missing Pesach. Okay. Ah, the Rambam's like this. Interesting Rambam. Yeah. Mevarech al zeh b'fnei atzmai v'al zeh b'fnei atzmai. So Rambam says, if he eats it separately, so then he makes bracha separately. Al achilas matzah separately and al achilas mara separately. It's like a free-for-all according to Rambam. Do it either way you want. Either way you want. Okay. Kach, halacha zayin, mevarech, al achilas hazeh, rakman hazeh, halacha ches, she'en shom korban acher, she'en shom korban, I'm sorry. Acha she mevarech ha-maitzi lechem, v'chayzer, v'kach matzah mara u'mitabel b'chareses v'eichlam b'loi bracha zecha l'migdash. Alright? So what does the Ram do? What's difficult in the Ram? The Ram's like this. First you eat matzah, then you eat morah, and then what do you do? And then you eat them together, zeichel amigdish. Right? Zeichel amigdish. Question is, what's the question? The obvious question you have to ask. Why, yeah, exactly. If there's man amigdish, you could do either way. So I did already zeichel amigdish. What's the zeichel amigdish? I did already. It's man amigdish itself, I could do it separately. So didn't I do it separately now? So what is together? Any more Zman HaMikdash than separately? If there's Zman HaMikdash, you can do it separately or together. So why is together any more Zeichel HaMikdash than what? Then separately. If there's Zman HaMikdash, I could also do it separately. No, it doesn't say Kihil. It doesn't do it Kihilel. The Rambam holds. Ram doesn't mention. We don't know the Rambam. It's a Rabbana. Forget about it. We don't know. But we know one thing. The Halacha. The Rambam wasn't specific about anything. The Rambam held definitely that either together or separately. And then he says you do Zeichel L'Migdash, not Kehillel, Zeichel L'Migdash. Zeichel L'Migdash, you do it together. But if the Migdash, you can do it separately also, so why is this any better? What's the answer? The answer is like this. Somebody asked a good question before. They asked me, what if a person only has Matzah and Pesach? Do you eat? We have to understand, first of all, the Rambam's formulation. What's it this way or that way? Why is it this way or that way, the Rambam says? Moreover, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam would say which way is preferable according to the Rambam. Preferable is the first way. Because the Rambam says, V'achakach kerech matzah mor kachas. Right? And the im ochal matzah b'fnei atzma, mor b'fnei atzma means b'shas atchak. Right? Okay, what do you mean? What's b'shas atchak over here? Right? It says one svar in the Rambam, one idea. You see, somebody asked me a question before, if you had matzah and korban pesach, would you eat matzah and korban pesach? I said it's a machlokes. The Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rashbam would, and the Rambam wouldn't. The Rashbam would eat the matzah together with the Pesach because the Rashbam holds that matzah is a keem in Pesach and moror is a keem in Pesach. You understand? Each individually a keem in Pesach. Whereas the Rambam holds that matzahs and mororim create one chalei shem, one entity. Matzah is an entity of matzahs and mororim. You understand what I'm saying? And the halacha is that this entity of matzahs and mororim is a keem in Pesach. Therefore, according to the Rambam, if a person only had matzah alone, he would not be able to eat it with the Pesach. It would be a waste of time because he doesn't have matzah and rerim. And when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, and you look and say for mitzvahs in the Rambam also, you'll find that when he formulates the mitzvah, lechol es a Pesach al matzah and rerim. Matzah and rerim is one chaloshem. Matzah and rerim is one chaloshem in the Rambam. Say for mitzvahs. Now, hey, look at this. You can't ask why matzah and how many mitzvahs are you counting all this. Okay. Now, alright, now how do we solve the problems? Question is, the first the Rambam says the right way is to eat it together. Now why is the right way to eat it together? You tell me why the right way is to eat it together. Why? Because it's one maisa mitzvah, you understand? It's one maisa mitzvah, it's one kiyum, it's one chaleshem. So therefore the bracha is what? Alachilas matzis and rerim. You understand? If it was separate mitzvahs, you couldn't make alachilas matzis and rerim. It would be eisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You can't make two brachas combined into one. You understand what I'm saying? But over here, you could do it. Why could you do it? Because matzis and rerim, that's the chafzis, matzis and rerim. You understand what I'm saying? However, why separately do you make a separate bracha? Because even though it's one entity together, but when you do it separately, you still make separate brachas. Where do you have another halacha like that? Similar halacha you have someplace else. Where? By lulav, exactly. By lulav also, the dalad minim is not a separate kiyum of each min. V'araya, if you miss one min, you're not yet to anything. However, if a person should take lulav at 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock arava, and hodis at 11, and 12 will take the adasim, you understand? So, I mean the esrig, so then what will be? So then he makes separate brachas. Why? Because everyone is a separate maisa mitzvah. Even though it's all one kiyum, one chaleshem of dalad minim. You understand what I'm saying? It's one kiyum of dalad minim. But if you'd separate the maisa ha-mitzvah, so you make bracha separately. That's what the Rambam says. Same thing over here. Really, the halach is matzah and rerim is one kiyum. One entity. It's a kiyum of matzah and rerim. One entity. A chaleshem of matzah and rerim. Just like lulav of dalad minim. Not separately. That's why you eat them together, because you do one maisa mitzvah and one bracha, just like by lulav. By lulav, what's the way you do lulav? You take each min separately? No! It's one mitzvah, one kiyum, you do one maisa mitzvah, one bracha, that's it. Lulav, why you say lulav means all four? Lulav means all four. But lulav means all four. If you break them up, so then what do? You have to make separate brachas on each min. Al netilas hadas, al netilas esrig. You have to break it up. Everyone has a separate bracha. That's exactly the Rambam over here. Okay? Now the question is like this: according to the Rambam, why is it? What's with mitzvahs mevatle zuzu and mitzvahs mevatle zuzu? Why does the Rambam hold? If we hold, I say the Rambam holds mitzvahs mevatle zuzu. I say that the Rambam holds mitzvahs mevatle zuzu. So why is it that you can have matzahs and rerim together? Why? Because it's not zuzu. It's one. It's one unit. That's the unit. Exactly, that's the unit. Okay. Therefore, now you understand why the Rambam says Zeicher L'Migdash. Why is it Zeicher L'Migdash? Very simply. Because when could you eat them biyachad? When could you eat them biyachad? Only when? Only when could you eat them biyachad? Only Bizman HaMigdash. Why? Because it creates one entity. So it's not mitzvah mevat le'zu'ezu. It's one kiyum, one chaloy shem, one entity. You understand what I mean? But however, Bizman HaZeh, you can't do them together. Why can't you do them together? Because there's no chaleshem of matzah and rerim. Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, it's matzah separately and mora separate. So the reason why, that's why the Zeichel and Migdash is together. Why is Zeichel and Migdash together? to demonstrate. What's the Zecher? According to the Rambam, it's not like Tesis says Zecher Lamikdash is worked out. I don't know the Rambam does in Gemara. Separate thing. But according to the Rambam, it's a separate halacha of Zecher Lamikdash. It's a separate halacha of Zecher Lamikdash. What's the halacha of Zecher Lamikdash according to the Rambam? That you must do a Maisa which demonstrates what Matzin Mora was Bisman HaMikdash. What Maisa demonstrates what Matzin Mora was Bisman HaMikdash? What's Maisa? Biyachad. Why? Because only Bisman HaMikdash could Achila Biyachad have a kiyum. Why? Because when it was Achila Biyachad Bisman HaMikdash, it was one entity. You understand what I mean? If you eat them separately, you're not demonstrating anything. Eating them separately, that's because Matzah is a chiyuv midrash and Mora is a chiyuv midrabbanan. You understand what I mean? What? But the Tzuras HaMitzvah was together. You understand? See? Or moreover, first of all, two possibilities. The Tzuras HaMitzvah was together. The Mitzvah Kitzurasa was together, Bizman HaMikdash, because it wasn't a problem of Mitzvah Mevat Lezuazu. Why? Why? Because it's one unit. It's one unit. You understand? It's one unit. Therefore, you see, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Hillel. It seems the Rambam doesn't paskin. According to Hillel, you have to daft it together. The Rambam says he can eat separately. He doesn't paskin like Hillel. He does not paskin like Hillel. He holds mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. Mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. So then why is it that he can eat them together? What's the answer? Because it's one entity. That's why he can eat them. It's not to do with mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. It's one cheftz. It's one chaleshem matzah and rarin. Mitzvahs mevat lezuazu, and you have two chaleshemos. You have a shem matzah and you have a shem pesach. The key of a mitzvah of matzah, I mean the matzah per se, and the key of mitzvah of pesach. That's a problem of mitzvah of mevat lezuazu. But over here, it's not a problem of mitzvah of mevat lezuazu. Why not? Because matzah and Rambam are one entity. You understand? So that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam holds like the Chachamim. That's why the Rambam says, now we do Zecher Lamikdash. How do you want to demonstrate Zecher Lamikdash? What do you want to do? You want to show what matzah and Rambam were bisman HaMikdash. How was matzah and Rambam bisman HaMikdash? What was it? It was one kiyum, v'haraya. It was nechal biyachad, one tzuras mitzvah together. There was no problem of mitzvahs without lezuazu. Of course you could have eaten it separately with zman HaMikdash, but eating separately, you can eat not only because it's one kiyum, you can eat separately two kiyum. If you eat them together, what do you demonstrate? You can eat them together only when could you eat them together. There's zman HaMikdash, so eating, you must do a maisa, which is maichiyah, the kiyum of matzahs and rerim, there's zman HaMikdash. That maisa is only what? Only achila biyachad. If it's not achila biyachad, so then it's nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Pesach was nechal according to Rambam al matzah and rerim. Halacha is to demonstrate the concept of matzah and rerim. That's halacha. Let's point to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is very short. In halacha, there's just one thing I want to mention about Shulchan Aruch. That Shulchan Aruch is not just a halacha, a regular halacha of Suda, but it's Shulchan Aruch, the Suda of this Laila, has a different kiyum, has another kiyum. Besides being a Suda's Yomtuf, it has another kiyum. How do I know it has another kiyum? It has a kiyum of Cheres. How do I know the Suda? The Suda's Halaylah of Pesach is not just Stam a Suda's Halaylah of every Yomtuf. It's a Suda's Halaylah which has an additional kiyum of Cheres. Yeah. Why? Because the Rambam said like this. Lefikach. The Suda itself has to demonstrate Cheres. Okay? So the Suda Hasalaila has to be a Suda Shel Cheres also. Okay. Rambam Perek Zion, Aloha Zion. The only reason we don't do it is because we rely on the Ravi Yah that argues, that says that Bismanenu, you don't have to do it there. You don't have to do it that way. Because Bismanenu, the normal way, it's not the normal way to eat Bismanazah. No. I can't quite be sure whether you need to say that Bismanazah or not. It's not like it. So by the Suda, we're Makel. But really, the Suda requires their Harris. Okay? The Rambam doesn't hold like the Ravi Yah. The question is whether Haseva was a specific formulation. If Haseva was a specific formulation of Derech Eres Midrabanan, so then it doesn't matter what you do with Manazah. That's the formulation. You have to do Haseva. However, if it was simply Achila Derech Eres, then the Rabbi Yah is right. So with Manazah, you don't need Haseva, because Manazah, nobody does it. Alright? Rabbi Katzstein mentions that there's a brisker rough on this. We want to go into it. On what Haseva is, whether Haseva is a separate mitzvah, or whether Haseva is a... whether I save as a kinum in the Yachila. Alright. Take a look over here and get through it. Ah, next point. Next point is what? Borech, right? Alright. What is Borech? Safun, okay. Safun We did already two shitas in Tzofen. Because we took Tzofen when we went into Achilas Matzah. We had to go Tzofen already. Alright, so Tzofen you have. Tzofen you have according to whom? According to the Rush. Bam and Rashi, and according to the Rush. Right? Okay. There's one more sheet than Tzofen. Who is it? Right, the Rambam. Perek Ches Halachates. Listen to the Rambam. Today, now listen, not a Ram, this is just Allah, not a Ram, this is far. Why? Today she hefsik sudosoi, the tam besar ha pesach, oi ha matzo befir. Alright, so far it's good, like everybody else. Now the last three words in the Ramam. She achiloson hi ha mitzvah. She achiloson hi ha mitzvah. What was it? Of course I know achiloson hi ha mitzvah. What is the Ram saying? She achiloson hi ha mitzvah. Three words the Ramam adds. The Rambam adds three words. Explains matzah, Pesach, matzah, all of this. Then he says, you have to have the time. Why? She'achilosim hiya mitzvah. What's the Rambam saying? Of course, I mean, I don't know achilosim hiya mitzvah. If I don't know achilosim hiya mitzvah, I couldn't get this far in the Rambam. Of course achilosim hiya mitzvah. What does it mean she'achilosim hiya mitzvah? I'll tell you what I think the chat in the Rambam is. You see, the Rishonim were bothered here. In the Rambam, when you're learning the Rambam, it's not just learning the Rambam. I mean, the Rishonim hit the main ideas, the same ideas that bother one Rishon bother another, because Rishonim go to the core of the sugya. The Rashbam and Rashi already opened it up for us, because the Rashbam and Rashi were concerned with one thing. The Rashbam and the Rush were concerned with one thing. What's the big problem? The basic halach is what? Ein maftirin achaha pesach afikeman. But we know bismanazel, what is it? Ein maftirin achar matzah afikeman. The question is, how do I make the delicate transition from what? From Pesach to Matzah. Okay, so the Rush does it very bluntly, simply. The what? That the Matzah is Pesach, that's all. The Rashbam and Rashi do it very subtly. Why? Because they say it's Matzah, but it's the Kiyum of Matzah, it's Matzah which is a Kiyum in Pesach. The Rambam had a different idea altogether. The Rambam had a different way of doing it. He says, She'achilosan hiya mitzvah. What does it mean, She'achilosan hiya mitzvah? What's Shachilas Niyam Mitzvah? The Rambam made one definition and the whole Kasha falls off. Completely different. The Rambam learned like this, you see. The Halacha is not Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afitoma. What's the Halacha? The Halacha is the Sudas Halayla. You're not allowed to eat after the conclusion of the Sudas Halayla. Sudas Halayla must conclude with what? With Achilas Shel Mitzvah. With Achilas Shel Mitzvah. You understand what I mean? Sudas halayla must be concluded with achila shel mitzvah. I'm using the term loosely. I don't mean achila shel mitzvah that the mice are mitzvah, because you already ate the matzah shel mitzvah. But it means eating a chefza with which you can perform the mice mitzvah. That's the halacha of imachtir nachah pesach afikeman. So the Rambam says simply, when you had korban pesach, there's no halacha imachtir nachah pesach. It's not halacha in pesach per se. That ain't maftir nacha pesach afikeman. The halacha is that the suda must be concluded with what? With eating a chefzo with which you could be mekayim and mitzvah achila, and after that achila you can't eat anymore. You see? So bisman shebeis hamikdash kayom, what did you use? What did you use bisman shebeis hamikdash kayom? What did you use? Pesach. Bisman hazeh, what do you use? You don't have pesach anymore. But what do you have? You have matzah. So that's why you could use matzah. Do you understand what the Rambam says? See, the Rambam says, now you see why he says shachalos ha'yemetzah. Bizman hazeh oichol ki, first he brings down bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, yira kezayis. Bizman hazeh, he says, bizman hazeh oichol kezayis matzah. Vein atayim acharei klum. Today she have six of us at tam, b'sar pesach matzah, fifth, she'achiloson hiya mitzvah. What achiloson? The tam b'sar pesach oy hamatzah b'fiv. The Rambam was bothered. Why either or? So what does he say? She'achilosan hiya mitzvah. The halacha is the suda must be culminated with what? With eating a chefza shel mitzvah. With eating a chefza shel mitzvah. So when you had the bizman abayis, which chefza shel mitzvah did you use? It wasn't specifically ein maftir nachar pesach. It's ein maftir nachar achila of chefs acha achila shel chefte shel mitzvah afikayim. And that's the halacha. The Rambam redefined the whole halacha, and he avoided the problem of whom, of the Rashbam and Rashi on the one hand, and the Rush on the other. You see, because they were all troubled with the problem of how do you make the transition from Pesach to Matzah. The Rambam simply avoided the whole problem. How? He didn't like Rashi's pshat because Rashi converts the matzah into what? I mean Rashi's pshat because Rashi makes the matzah not achilas matzah, makes it a kiyum in the Korban Pesach and the specific pasuda. The whole seder is no good according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Rambam liked Rashi's whole seder. The whole seder is just the opposite. According to the Rush, the Rambam didn't like the Rush. Why? Because according to the Rush, what do you have to do? You have to convert matzah into Pesach. Rambam didn't go for that. The Rambam says simply, if you redefine the halacha of afikeman, there's no problem altogether. It's not halacha of ein maftirin achar Pesach. The halacha is ein maftirin achar achila shel mitzvah shel gemar achud afikeman. Now it depends. Bizman shebeisam, you could use either or. Even bizman shebeisam mikdash kayam, you could use what? Matzah. But preferably, what do we use? What do we use preferably? You use Pesach. Bizman, I say you don't have Pesach, so what do you use? You use matzah. That's the Ram. Shachar lost the Mitzvah. Ram has the gel together. You see it clearly? I can use more. Ma's Rabbanim. Of course, there's one question you can ask me here. One question. Why is it a person wants to be a stickler? I mean, if you ask one question. Say, why is it that Bizman Abayis Pesach was preferable to matzah? Alright? Pesach was preferable to matzah. Why? Alright, I mean, the Eved would be good as Mana Bias also if he ate Matzah. That's going to Ram Shachi lost me a Mitzvah, but the Chatkhilo, when you have Pesach, you use Pesach. What's the Chatkhilo here? Hey, same here. Why? That's not like the main thing. Because there's a Machayev and Matzah, Machayev and Mar, but there's only one problem to say that. The problem is because there's a Machayev and Matzah from Netzmus as well. Right? There's a Machayev and Matzah from Netzmus as well. Matzah is a Chiyev from Netzmus, and Pesach is true that Matzah is a Kim and Pesach also. But matzah is a machayev and a kiyum in its own right. So just because it happens to be a kiyum in Pesach also shouldn't make it any inferior. You see? I'll tell you what I think. Could be a disagree with me. Here's what I think. Excuse me? It's like this. In Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Vav, the Rambam's like this. Mitzvah sasei min haTorah, lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asar. Shenemar bo'erev techlu matzais. Alright? Bo'erev techlu matzais. The end of the halacha, Perek Vav halacha is like this. I'm skipping the rest. Avo b'leil chamisha asar chayva u'misha ochal kezayis yotza yedei chavasa. That's the Rambam's lashon. Misha ochal kezayis yotza yedei chavasa. Now it's interesting. There's a difference between that lashon and between the lashon of the Rambam in regard to achilas karban pesach. You tell me what the difference is. This is Rambam Perek Vav halacha. That's the first Rambam. The next Rambam is in Perek Tes halacha gimel of Hilchas Korban Pesach. Ram says like this. Mitzvah min amufko lecho besar Pesach achila seva. Alright, then he says like this. Lecho besar Pesach achila seva, an achila which has the quality of making you full, so it has to be if the eight to chagiga. What? Perek ches halacha gimel, Korban Pesach. Yes. V'achaka, therefore, lefikach im hikrif, shalmei chagiga bar bosa, oichol mehem tchila, v'achaka lecho besar Pesach. It has to create sphere. Pesach has to create sphere. The imloy ochal elakizayas yotzi dechavasa. The imloy ochal elakizayas yotzi dechavasa. The imloy ochal elakizayas yotzi dechavasa. So, this the Rav mentioned. There's a difference between the two Lashonis and the Rambam. What's the difference? The imloy ochal elakizayas yotzi dechavasa. And here the Rambam says, umisha ochal kizayas yotzi dechavasa. Is there a difference or there's no difference? Say Misha Ochal Kizayas Yatzi Dechavasa. What does it mean? Misha Ochal Kizayas. You understand? It means if the Kizayas is nothing. Misha Ochal Kizayas Yatzi Dechavasa. It's worthless. If I say the Imloy Ochal Ela Kizayas, what is the implication? If you only ate a Kizayas, it's good enough. The implication is if you eat more, it's even better. Right? It's even better. Why is it that by matzah, if I eat more, it's nothing, and by Korban Pesach, if I eat more, it's nothing? Why? Why is it matzah if I eat more is nothing, but Korban Pesach if I eat more is something? What's the difference? Because here's a classical example of Gavron Chechtzo. Alright? Nobody took a chance of it. By matzah, matzah is a chiv on the gavra to eat a kezayas of matzah. You understand? So if you eat a kezayas of matzah, you eat it. There's nothing more to do. You understand what I mean? That's it. You eat a kezayas matzah. However, by Korban Pesach, the halacha is two things in Korban Pesach. First of all, Korban Pesach, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. But secondly, the Korban Pesach has to be Nechal. Korban Pesach has to be Nechal. There's a kiyum in the Pesach. Kachim has a kiyum. Kachim is a stamazai. Then you get rid of kachim. Like Sirman or Baker, the kiyum of Pesach is achila, yedei achila. That's why you have minui on a carbon Pesach. Right? So you have minui on a carbon Pesach. It's too big. The carbon Pesach, why? Because carbon Pesach is not allowed to be left over. What must carbon Pesach be done? What must be done to carbon Pesach? It must be an echal. So therefore, by carbon Pesach, there's two things. There's a chiv on the gavra to eat a kizayis. And then the halach is the chefza shel korban. You must make sure that the chefza shel korban is nechal. That's why the Rambam says like this. Buy matzah after kizayis is nothing. He did the mitzvah. His halach of the matzah must be nechal. I have to eat up all the matzah in the house. No halach like that. By korban Pesach, the halach is like this. You must eat a kizayis. That's the ma'isa mitzvah. And then there's another halach of the what? That the korban Pesach should be nechal. So every kizayis you eat is another kiyum. It's not a kiyum of what? Of the mitzvah I say on the gavra, but what is it a kiyum in? Of the chefs of shel korban. You understand what I'm saying? Correct. Right. So that's why I say that bisman shebeis hamidash kayam. What was preferred? Pesach was preferred to matzah. Why? Because Pesach is an actual kiyum mitzvah. Matzah is not an actual kiyum mitzvah. Pesach is a great kiyum mitzvah. So the suda should be nishlam through eating the chatzah shal mitzvah, but it's a greater kiyum when what? When the achil is a kiyum shal kiyum mitzvah pesach. Okay. Okay, so now up to what? Boreh. Benching. I haven't got too much more. One more. After Boreh is hollow nothing. Ah? Yeah, so you'll just sing chasal to the pesach. Okay, Boreh. Boreh is benching. Right, now the benching on Leil Pesach is different than benching all year round. How's it different? Why is it different? Yes, but that's not all year round. That wasn't all year round. You don't talk about it, right? Now, difference is because it's al hakais, right? It's al hakais. The halacha is that it's the third of the four cases, right? So benching is a key medallic cases. You understand what I mean? Benching is a key medallic cases. So remember by Kiddush, you said Kiddush is two keyum among the Leil Pesach. Kiddush is a keyum of Kiddush. For that keyum, you can do it earlier. But you have to wait at nighttime. Why? Because Kiddush is also a keyum of what? Of Agoda. So it comes out that benching is two things. Benching is a kiyum berachas hamazon, and benching is also what? Kiyum of the third case. Kiyum of dollar cases. Kiyum of secret tzis mitzrayim. All right. Of course, the third case is on berachas hamazon. You know that. So the question is why is the question is one thing. How is berachas? How does the kiyum of How does the kiyum of what? How does the kiyum of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, how is it expressed in Berachas HaMazon? So Berachas HaMazon has two kiyum, as a kiyum of Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, and as a kiyum of Berachas HaMazon that it has all year round, right? Question is, how is there? Alright, so you can tell me because it says, Va'al Shet HaSan HaShem Al-Kenei Meretz Yisrayim, it says in Neidlacha. So that's a kiyum also. That's possible. But I want to say that it's not just that one statement. But really, the whole Berachas HaMazon is a kiyum. Why is the whole Berachas HaMazon a kiyum? I'll tell you why. Gemara says in Brachas that if a person forgets Yale v'Yavai in Shemayna Esrei, on Rosh Chodesh, what does he do? He has to go over, go back. If he forgets Yale v'Yavai in Berachas HaMazon, doesn't have to go back over again, right? Okay. If he forgets, so the Gemara says, what's the difference between the two? I mean, Mamarsha. Why by Tefillah do you go back, and why by Yalef Yavi don't you? Why by benching you don't go back? So what's the Gemara say? No, because simply, the first Gemara says, like, because by Tefillah I have to daven. But by eating, Iboy Yachol, Iboy Lo Yachol, I don't have to eat in Rishchodesh. Okay? I don't have to eat in Rishchodesh. I ate in Rishchodesh, I don't have to eat in Rishchodesh. So it's a good question. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, if that's the case, what about Shabbos? Well, I can't say Yiboy Yochel, Yiboy Lo Yochel. Because in Shabbos, what do I have to do? You have to eat. So therefore, if that's the case, if I forget to say, I should have to go back. So the Gemara says, you're right, you do have to go back. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Question is, what's the svar of Yiboy Yochel, Yiboy Lo Yochel? So the Rav one time explained what the pshat is. Give a big share in this. He wants to say like this, because what's the sense? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean boyach loyach? If it's a matter, I mean, if it's a halacha in Birchas HaMazon, so what does it make you boyach or loyach? I mean, who cares about that? So it couldn't be, it couldn't be. I mean, what's the difference? If Birchas HaMazon is good without it, so what's the difference? If it's not Birchas HaMazon without it, so then you didn't bench Mamanafsha. If without Yalav Yalav it's Birchas HaMazon, so whether he had to eat or not, okay, he had to eat. But he said Birchas HaMazon, he benched. If you're going to say that it's not Birchas HaMazon without it, so even if he didn't eat, even if he didn't have to eat, but meantime he ate, right? So he's chayav in Birchas HaMazon. So what kind of sense does it make? So he says like this. He said the pshat is that Birchas HaMazon is really a part of Suda. It's really a part of Suda. Now the reason why you have to go back is not because of Birchas HaMazon, but it's what is it? Why do you have to go back? Because of Suda. Because you're lacking in Suda. So when it's Iboy Yochel, Iboy Lo Yochel, so you don't have to go back. Why don't you have to go back? Because there's no Chiyuv Suda. So you keep Mechayev me to go back. However, when it's not Iboy Yochel, it's not up to you. It's not optional. You must eat. There's a Chiyuv Suda. So then you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Because the Suda is not for Shlomo, so you have to complete the Suda. Something, but the suda, you have to go back because the halacha is that when the suda is not bishlei musa, it is benching. It is benching. Definitely is benching. But the only thing is that the suda is not bishlei musa. So, just a second, big deal. So if the halacha is that you have a chiyuv suda, if the halacha is you have a chiyuv suda, so then you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Why? Not for Birchas HaMazon's sake, but for what sake? Whose sake? For the Suda, because the Suda is incomplete, so the Chacham will mechayev you to complete the Suda. You understand? Yeah. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to complete, no chiyuv to have a Suda altogether. Do you understand it? Okay. Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda. It's a kiyum in Suda. It's a part of Suda. You understand? So therefore, I have to go back, not because of the kiyum of Birchas HaMazon. Why do I have to go back? Because I'm lacking in Suda. Now in Rosh Chodesh, I have to go... Do I have to go back for Suda? No, why not? There's no Chiyuv Suda to begin with. On Shabbos, do I have to go back if my Suda is incomplete? Because there's a Chiyuv Suda. That's the Pshat in the morning. Okay. That's the Pshat. So based on that, yes, what do you want to know? That's a good question. If he misses Yalav Yalav on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. So the answer is, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's complete. It's only incomplete as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned. As far as Rosh Chodesh, I have to go back. Okay. In other words, there's two halachas. The yom is a double yom. Simultaneously, it's a double yom. As far as Shabbos is concerned, the suit is complete because it's Eretz Yisrael. It's a far, right? Okay. So therefore, the challenge is, if that's the case, let's think about that. All right. Good question. Yeah. So at any rate, since Birchas HaMazon is halach and suda, so now you understand why the fourth case is on what? Is on Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because Suda, I told you before that Shulchan Aruch is not just halacha of Suda. What kind of halacha is Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. It's a halacha of Cheres. It must be at nighttime, it must be not Stama Suda. It must be Suda Shel Cheres. Correct? So Birchas HaMazon is a part of Suda. So Birchas HaMazon is a key in Cheres as well. So that's why the fourth case goes on Birchas HaMazon. You understand it? The third case. Suda, the Achila Suda is halacha in what? In Cheres. Halacha of Sipurit Yisrael. What is Cheres? What is Haseva? What is Sipurit Yisrael, right? Oh, and Birchas HaMazon is part of Suda, correct? So Birchas HaMazon is halacha in Cheres as well. So therefore, the third case goes very well on what? On Birchas HaMazon. That's it. Yeah. Case on the Gemara in Brachos. The way I told you, the Rav explains it. Birchas HaMazon is a part of what? Suda. Now, Suda over here is Cheres, and Birchas HaMazon is part of Cheres. In Hallel, yes. Point. Rabbi Sai Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis and Tzachim, Arab Tzachim. Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis and Arab Tzachim. Hallel, you have a machwegis tanoyim. It's a very hard machwegis. Nobody explains it. There's one explanation I saw, but alright. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that first, Adheichon Huoymeh. I agree, you break it up, and they both agree that whatever you miss, you have to complete later, right? One paragraph, because all you need is to say Hallel, and one paragraph is Hallel. I have a complete unit of Hallel. One paragraph, that's Hallel. There. Why does Beis Hillel have a taste? So I want to say possibly like this. That according one chiyuv is a chiyuv Hallel, and ace possibly in a race. But there's another halach of Hallel. What's another machayev in Hallel? Sipur is machayev in Hallel also. In other words, there's Hallel...